Hey everybody, welcome to the Backlog Podcast. I am going to believe that this is the first episode that all audio is correct. Jim, give me a what's up.
What up? How's it going, everyone?
We got
I would take that bet.
I mean, it's coming through. And I think that's the first time. Now, as all of you who are coming in, streaming in here for the hot tub stream, our girls are just quickly changing into a cute bikini. So stand by while we talk about video games and all that stuff. This is the halfway point. Or is July 1st the halfway point of the year? July 1st would be, but we're in June, Jim. Yeah. 2021 soaring past.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, how can it be? We were just talking about this year starting fresh and everything and whatever, and then
yeah, and here we are. We got
just as shitty, and now half the year is over, and
it's crazy. Yeah. Shout out to Philip. Shout out to Jacksaw. Shout out to MMA Marks. Go Left Productions. Make sure you're following Go Left Productions. That's where Jim does. He does some stuff for, if you're into music and stuff, he's going to be working on that over the coming months. Psycho, what's going on? Who missed me? Hey, I was looking at a picture recently, Psycho. Do you remember when I put your eye over my eye? That was fun. I still have that picture.
My eye over your eye.
Yeah, I took a picture of her face or something and then shrunk it down and put her eye, and then I put Jay's dead eye over top of my eye. It was fucking weird. It was funny. But Psycho, how you been? Hopefully you are doing well. We are on episode 120, and tonight it's kind of a smorgasbord. We don't have any streamers on. We don't really have anything to talk about other than to catch up. Want to throw it out there, Jim. I have been playing a little bit of the Star Wars Pinball VR that I got for free to try and to review. And I have no incentive other than giving an honest review. That game is fucking awesome. It's really fun. Yeah, it's really fun to get into VR. Do you like pinball? Like real pinball?
I do like pinball.
Yeah, then you would enjoy it because it literally feels like real pinball. It's as close as you can get. And all the way down to how you hold your hands, when you realize how you're holding your hands, you feel like you're at the table. So I really dig that. The pinball aspect of VR is top-notch. Doesn't cause any motion sickness, in my opinion. Doesn't cause the VR headaches or anything like that. It's just you're in a room. You're pretty much stationary. But in this one, like I was saying last week, you start working towards achievements, and those achievements become posters and things you can kind of purchase in game and put inside the environment. They have places for posters and memorabilia. And so, yeah, like you can go get, you earn that shit and you build out your little hideout. And so I'm starting to do that. And I'm really digging it.
I like that. That's a cool concept. Like just make it more homey for you, make it yours. And you know, you just want to make it a cool place to chill out and play pinball.
That's right. That's right.
I like that.
Yeah, and some of the updates for Oculus is they previously, I guess prior to, you know, this quarter, you had to use a program called Virtual Desktop, which was a third-party application. Kind of messy because, not messy, but there was two different versions of it. If you bought it in the headset, you paid $20 or something like that, or $30. If you bought it off of the desktop, you paid $20, but they weren't the same application. One of them allows you to receive, but you only need one of them. It's kind of a weird thing. And that was how you could play Steam games on your headset wirelessly. Well, they've updated it, and so now your Oculus can play your, you know, it can stream your desktop. It can stream, you can tell it where your desk is, and you can outline your desk inside the headset. So you can actually, you know, inside the headset, you can see your desk, or at least the top layer of it. You can designate it. You can designate your couch. So they're coming a long way. The VR, you know, it still has some ways to go, but wireless, lightweight, and immersive. Those are the three key things, right, to make the virtual world work. I've been hearing rumblings about PlayStation VR for the PS5, and they're saying, "Oh, we're gonna break it down to one cable," and I'm thinking, "What the fuck?" Like, if Oculus is kicking ass with no cables, and I can wirelessly sync right now, then they should be working on a wireless version. I mean,
why wouldn't they?
I mean, it's because they want the power, right? But go for gold, you know, stop undercutting. This industry can only really take off if you push the limits, because you know, some people will say this isn't enough. Other people will say it's sucks. Well, when you start playing Beat Saber with a freaking cable hanging anywhere around your body, you're going to trip up on it. So you got to let people, you got to give them what they want. People want to get fucking crazy.
Freedom.
So what you been playing, man?
I've been playing, speaking of VR, and like, it's, I know it's not a VR game. Well, it is a VR game, but I'm not playing it in VR, but I still think it's fun. I don't know if other people play it not in VR, but Super Hot is totally fun. It's like a puzzle game, and I don't know, you probably explain it better, but you basically, you're trying to kill things, and things are shooting at you, but nothing moves until you do. So it's like bullet time, slow motion bullet time. And
now, on a controller, you can take your hands off the controller and you can like sit there for an hour if you needed to figure the puzzle out. In VR, any slight movement of your head is movement. So if you turn your head to look left, that's movement. You have to use your eyeballs. And
see, that's what I was confused about, because I remember you mentioning something about that, because when you use the stick and turn your head with the controller, I was expecting stuff to move, but it doesn't if you look that way with just the stick.
Yeah.
Everything's moving like really, really, really slowly, but unless you walk forward or like go to pick up a gun or something like that.
Maybe they changed it, but I'm fairly certain in the VR, just moving your head around like this, you're fucking dead before you know it. You have to you know, and you die a lot. I mean, that's kind of one of those games where you die until you figure it out. And then the one thing I didn't like about it, or kind of annoyed me, was, you know, you go through two levels, three levels, you have to clear a round before you can get to like a save point, I guess is the best way to put it. What's your experience there? Like, I haven't run into a problem there yet. Okay. In VR, it seemed like
it was annoying.
Yeah, it was kind of hard. Like, you get to a point and you're like, okay, I completed that level, and you get to the next one and immediately you fucking get killed. Like, you're trying to figure it out. Well, then you got to go back through but you know what? That's the kind of shit you like, Jim. That's Bloodborne. That's the kind of shit you like. You die until you figure it out.
I'm just going to do it better this time. And I'm just going to do it better this time.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it better this
time. Perfect game for you. And if you ever get a chance, I definitely recommend trying it in VR if you have an opportunity to do so. But Super Hot. Yeah, that's a fun game. And they came out with an expansion, I believe, not too long ago. Or maybe, you know, a year ago now or so. And I have not dove back into it. But when I did play it on the PlayStation VR, I had so much fun. It's such a dynamic game. Different. Very different.
Yeah. And otherwise, I've been playing both of these. That I've been playing on the Stadia, and Resident Evil 7 I'm playing again on the Stadia, and I'm streaming it from the, you know,
And how's that working out? What are you thinking of the Stadia now that you've had a chance to play a couple games?
I have changed my tune.
Because you were very now you have a library of games to play.
Here's the thing. I like it as an addition to
fair
having
because the well copy.
Because fair, but only because you have to rely on that internet connection.
Yeah, absolutely. I can respect
that.
That's
my only hang up on it. Other than that, it's fucking great.
I sent you that article. So for those of you not familiar with Stadia, it's cloud-based gaming. The system, you don't have to download, or you don't have to buy a system. You just have to have an account with a Wi-Fi connection. You don't even have to pay for anything, except for the games if you want to. And the games are priced reasonably. They're not anything more than games on any other system. So you could walk in the door, to purchasing a $60 game and play it for the rest of, you know, until the Stadia system shuts down, I guess, as long as you have an internet connection. The better the internet connection, the more stable, the better the game quality will look. And that's that. No $500 system. You know, you can use your old controllers. And it's it works pretty well. Netflix is getting into the game, it sounds like. They're putting job descriptions out there, and that's how a lot of people usually tell when a company's really going gung-ho. And from what it sounds like, next, Netflix is about to get into the gaming space. Thoughts?
I'm surprised they didn't do it sooner, honestly.
Yeah, well,
like, whatever happened to, like, Gamefly? Why didn't that take off? And why didn't that, like, adapt to the changing time? Like,
yeah, well, you know,
exactly this.
I honestly firmly believe that if the technology exists and it's kind of streamlined, you know, Google and Nvidia and who else, Xbox, they're all doing it right now. All it's going to take is some company like Gamefly or Netflix to partner with one of these other companies to make a powerhouse. And, you know, Google should be the powerhouse, right? But they haven't cornered the market. Netflix, I believe, could, because it's one of the biggest streaming platforms. Google just does a terrible job of getting their product. They get it out there, but they don't do a good job of describing their product or getting people to love it. And what's weird is if you go to, like, the subreddits for Stadia, most of the posts are, hey, here's my controller. I just got my new Chromecast. And, you know, there's some posts about games. Oh, I hope Battlefield is announced for Stadia. And then there's tons of posts with people who are like, why does everyone hate this? Why does everyone, and you see tons of posts of people attacking people who shit on it. There's not a ton of posts where it's like, look at the quality of this fucking game, except for Red Dead Redemption. That one gets a lot of posts, a great scenery, uses the RTX shaders and all that, or, you know, whatever. But you don't get a whole lot of, like, my experience was awesome, and here's a clip of it. And also, you don't get a lot of support from these mainstream companies. You're not hearing about like Battlefield jumping right into it. You know, you have to wait to find out. Well, you just like Switch, right? Switch, the games don't come out for Switch right away, but you know if a game's coming out and it's not exclusive, it's coming to Xbox and PlayStation for the most part. Mm-hmm. So. Yep. You know, until they break that wall, but if they do, and if Netflix does, or whoever does it and makes that mainstream, if you could pay $50 a month or something and have every fucking game possible, like the full fuck, like Netflix does, just one flat fee, would it be worth it to have, you know, every game at your beck and call? Like, I think so.
Yeah, definitely. What if you could, like, pay for certain genres? Like, I want every game in the horror genre, and you pay at a tier for a horror tier or something. You know, that would be cool.
I like that idea. If you're going to tier out, yeah.
I don't know if somebody would do that, but...
It's probably easier
to just make a blanket thing and say, you have everything for this price, or, you know what I mean?
Probably, but you know what? I wouldn't mind if Netflix gets involved. Like, Tragic's talking about, like, okay, so EA Play and PS Now, they're all having these things, right? Well, you know, Xbox has their own core games that they own the rights to stream. And then you have the Uplay Plus or UPass for all the Assassin's Creed games and all those types of things. What I would like to see, and I think this is fair, and it's different than cable, but the cable method, the cable mentality. In cable, here's the thing. In cable, you're paying for channels that you will never, ever fucking get. And so they say the a la carte method. Well, I would like to have subscription services bundle up. And I do believe by developer would make sense. If you said, okay, I'll pay $50 a month, but in that package, I get to select 3 full catalogs of developers. You know, all of Rockstar's games, all of whatever, right? And then those types of packages where you can go pick, yeah, I want all of the, you know, Assassin's Creed or what, I can't think of the company, but, you know, all the Origin or EA games. And if Netflix or one of these companies works with PlayStation, well, what if PlayStation Now was added to Netflix and you could play right on your fucking TV with a controller all the PS Now games? That's the way that this part of the industry needs to go. And because when you go to that Luma, have you looked at Luma?
Not yet. I was going to ask you that if you got to mess with it at all.
It's just, it's the same, but the catalog isn't as good as Stadia. Mm-hmm. You know, no, but it has
there's some good stuff in that library. There's some, mm-hmm. you know, that I haven't even tapped into yet.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh, yeah. There's so many I haven't even played. Mm-hmm. Some hidden gems, too.
But I mean, I see, and I'm like the perfect example. And this was like, because as soon as I tried it, just the convenience of it is fucking awesome. Like, I could just pop that thing out, bring it upstairs. If my daughter wants to play something, boom, plug it in there. Ready to go. I brought it to the fucking brewery where I was working the other day. It was
yeah, slow. I mean, you can
pop it on the TV there. Boom, boom.
But you can play it right on your phone or a tablet.
Oh, you could do it on your phone too?
100%.
Your phone, from the browser.
Yeah. Well, no, from the Stadia app.
Oh, the app too. Yeah. Oh my
yeah, God. Yeah. From the Stadia app, you just sync your phone just like you do on your TV, but you're doing it on your phone. You can cast your phone to a TV and do it that way. It's really versatile. Okay. You can do it in the car, you know, if your kids are in the car, in the back seat, on the phone, they can play Stadia. It works. A lot of people talk about how well it works in the car and stuff. I haven't used it extensively anywhere but my computer, and it works fine on my computer. It had some troubles early on. I really do want to see this technology take off. I think it's the right way to go, because... You know, I got the PlayStation 5. I got the Xbox Series X. I hardly use them because my computer's good enough. And, you know, exclusives are great, but it really only divides the market. All these systems, you know, it's like, oh, I'm an Xbox guy or I'm a PlayStation guy. That was a long time ago. Nowadays, it's like, I want to play this fucking game. I shouldn't have to buy a whole system just to play God of War.
That's exactly what's happening to me, because I want to play that Demon's Souls remake. I'm going to spend, what the fuck, I don't know, $500-some, maybe $600 to fucking play Demon's Souls remake on PS5.
Yeah.
Fuck me, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's still changing into her cute bikini, just for anybody who's still waiting. Yeah. But yeah, that's a great point. Like, that's one game, and you want to buy that system for one game, and you probably will eventually, unless that one game makes it to PC or you know, somewhere else where you can play that exact new version of that one game. You know, Buddy plays, so MMA Mark, shout out to him, he plays the UFC 4 on the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 5, and he says that he notices a drastic difference on the PlayStation 5. That's great. Yeah. If you're playing Apex Legends on a shitbox computer versus a person playing it on a great computer, they're also going to have issues. Same with if you're going to play it, use Adobe Photoshop on a shit computer versus a good computer. That's the way things work. It's cool, but to not allow you to on your PlayStation 4 to have that game, you don't think that the PlayStation 4 could take that new Demon's Souls? Bullshit. It absolutely could. That's the problem when you get this early in a new system. And that's my problem with these games. The ones they are releasing on both platforms look almost identical. I guess they probably play a little bit better, like Buddy's saying. But you got to at least give it to them. They're trying to sell the system and it's working. But I don't know. I get pissed off about it because I hate greed. And that's where it comes down to. Something like Stadia.
I'd be able to get a PS5 at this point, you know.
Yeah, and people are having such hard times getting it. You know, that whole Apple iPhone model at the beginning of the iPhone's career, it was like, let's have so few that everyone needs one, and they can't have one, so it drives demand up. And then once everyone wants one, well, now demand is back to normal and everyone gets one. That's what happened with iPhone. That's what happened with Tickle Me Elmo. And it will happen with the PlayStation 5. It'll be like, okay, on Christmas time, there'll be enough for everybody, and they'll fucking, everyone will have one.
I'm surprised I don't have a fucking Tickle Me Elmo over here somewhere. I got everything else in the world from back
I am
then.
Surprised. I'm surprised I didn't say that and have you go,
I'll be like right back.
Tickle Me Elmo. Like, here you go.
I mean, say Furbies. I'll go grab two Furbies in like 2 seconds. So.
Did you say two Furbies?
What the fuck? Who else has two Furbies within arm's reach?
That was literally completely unscripted, everybody. He didn't just say one Furby. He said two. And I literally grabbed two Furbies within arm's reach. I feel proud of myself on that one. We have the same Furby!
Yeah.
You still have the tags on yours. You know, my Furby has brown eyes.
Dude, and I even played with these as kids and kept these with the tags on. That's ridiculous.
How creepy is that, everybody? Now,
oh, shit. Yeah, your has different eyes. Mine's are green, I think. Yeah.
Yep. Now, this Furby was more expensive. When they came out with Furbies again, they, like, revamped them. And this one goes fucking crazy. This one goes nuts. Now, I'm going to tell you, though, about Furbies real quick. When they first came out, my mom and I talked about how, because the intent of the Furby was that you could teach it languages. That's kind of how they advertised it. Like, it will start off with gibberish, but eventually you can communicate with it. It's got AI inside of it, like a learning thing. And it was kind of a joke, but I don't know if you can hear it. Can you hear it? All right, it's being cut out by the background. He's moving, right? Now, this thing hasn't moved for probably 6 months. There's a secret about this particular Furby, this gray Furby. I bought it from my mom, or she bought it or whatever. She bought it because of me, or I bought it for her or something many, many years ago. We're talking 1998. She died in 2007, my mom did. This was sitting in her, like, up in, like, a cabinet for the duration of her life until she died. And when she died, I took that fucking thing and I put it in my truck. And I drove home from New Hampshire to Florida with that thing sitting on my truck dashboard looking at me. I had been playing with that thing, trying to get it to work. I didn't take the batteries out or anything, but though we're talking like almost 20-year-old batteries. And I'm sitting there playing with it, knocking it around, trying to get it to move, and it never did. And we're just driving. It's late at night. Everyone's sleeping in the car, and I'm just driving down the middle of a pitch-black road, and all of a sudden, that thing just starts opening its eyes and going, cock-a-doodle-doo! And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, my mom's talking to me, holy shit. Like, it was crazy. It felt really special. It was weird, but special, you know? And,
Well, yeah, especially because it didn't work earlier, you know?
That didn't work, but we're not just earlier. We're talking, like, for weeks I tried to get that fucking thing to move. And then all of a sudden, one day, I was driving down the road, and it just fucking started talking to me. That's what it does. The other day, I was trying to get it to talk. It wouldn't talk. It's going nuts right now. We're talking, like, batteries, man. Like, it doesn't even need them, I don't think. I have no idea why. I can't get it to go when I need it to.
So I need some batteries in these guys.
Yeah, well, this one did not last. And this one got pissed. So as the newer one, you could actually get it angry and turn it into, like, a demon. And it was crazy. Yeah, dude, it would change personalities if you started doing things to it. And so if you tug its tail too much or whatever, it'd be like, stop it. You know, it'd give you like blah, blah, blah. blah, 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 and it would look at you. The eyes are digital in this one. And then all of a sudden, the eyes would start going like firecrackers, and it would shake, and then it would be like, blah, 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 blah. And then it had a new personality. It was like a wise ass. And
oh my God,
dude, it was crazy. But then it just died and never worked. And I'm like, and then one day it randomly started working again. And I'm fairly certain now, because I took the whole insides out to see, I'm fairly certain that this one will never work again, but you'll be surprised. Mm-hmm. Furbies, they might take over the world one day. But the technology, the concept, I guess, is the thing that scared a lot of people, jokingly. That if it could truly learn English and talk back to you and learn, how far does that really go? Now, right now, it's silly because it looks like a little cute Ewok. But what if it's one of these Boston Dynamic robots that have a machine gun strapped to its back?
That could be like all the Furbies from back then activate. And
I know. That's kind of the joke.
They start killing everybody.
This one back here won't shut up. So, you know, Furby's on the podcast today.
Something brings them to life after they've been stagnant for 30 years.
Or yeah.
25 years or whatever the hell it was.
Furby changing into a cute bikini right now. Gonna get in that hot tub pretty soon. actually, as a matter of fact, let's see what we got. He's going to sleep right now.
God damn, vape. Thing sucks.
Let's see. Let's see what we can do here. This one works, I think. Koopa, I can't play with you. Koopa's crazy.
You're getting choppy now.
How about now?
A little bit.
Push to the limit. Test one. Okay. Give me just a second. You talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm going to reboot the...
Okay. Oh. That's what I wanted to talk about. So, yeah, all... For those that remember, or were here when we talked about it in the past, we all of May was raising money for Safe in Our World. They are a mental health charity organization focused on the gaming industry. And it was Mental Health Month all of May. So all of our streams, everything, we dedicated to raising money for that. And we hit the goal that we were shooting for was they were going by pounds. So it was 250 pounds was the goal. And we came in, what did we hit? 261 pounds, which is pretty fucking awesome. Yeah, so, in U.S., it's like $368. So fuck yeah, guys. I couldn't have done it without everyone. Everyone's help, you know? So. Fucking
happy.
You guys are awesome.
How am I sounding, by the way? Am I choppy?
No, now you're good.
Good, good. Happy birthday, by the way, for those of you who don't know. Jim just turned 21.
Woo, let's party. It's no, shots.
What'd you turn? 30-something? 34?
34, yep.
Yeah, man. It's we're getting older. We're getting older, and our bodies are somehow making it through. Good time to mention the Silvicious emotes. I love Silvicious. Anytime I see his emotes, I love it. Buddy and I and Jim are starting a weight loss challenge. For those of you interested, join the Discord. It's in the About section of underneath my profile. You can click on the Discord. In the Discord, you'll see a fitness section. If you're interested, just click on it. We're going to do it for money. I mean, just a casual little fun game. We're all going to throw $20 in or whatever, and the winner will win most of the money, and the second place will win some money too or something. And, you know, right now we only have like 5 or 6 people in it. Pretty easy opportunity to get yourself engaged and ready to go for the summer. It's a 90-day challenge, and as long as you get your photo of you standing on a scale, or, you know, photo of the scale by tomorrow end of day, or I guess tomorrow, yeah, by the end of tomorrow, and post it or send it to one of us, me or Jim or Buddy. We'll get you in the contest. You can be part of the contest even if you don't want to spend money, just by participating.
Just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun. You won't be in the money pool. But
if you need some motivation, you know, a reason to do it with some other people, to, you know, we do it as a community, I think everyone will be a little more inclined to actually get out there and do it.
Yeah, and you could say, why now? You know, what's the big deal? Listen, a lot of us during COVID, we sat tight. We didn't do much. We didn't move. We grew in pant sizes and shirt sizes, and even if it was just a little bit. Some of you did exercise. Some of you lost a ton of weight. Some of you, COVID didn't matter. You were heavy whether or not, you know. And so it's a good time for anybody, even if you're already in shape. Kix is over here losing 15, 20 pounds, but I couldn't see where he needed to lose 15 or 20 pounds, and he did it in a few weeks.
You could easily. I was like, holy shit! Yeah. You don't even need to, brother.
It's crazy, you know. And if I want to win, I might even have to shave the beard.
A few pounds right there.
This beard is growing till September. At this point, I'm gonna go a full year to see, you know, just how long it goes. Maybe even longer, probably longer, because I want to get to my goal weight, or a goal weight, which I haven't set yet. I haven't even set it. But I want to get to a goal weight and then shave my face so that I can have, you know, the shock for myself. You know, you don't get to see, like, if you look in the mirror every day, you don't see the changes. You have to take photos. And I've taken photos, but I have a photo of me right before I haven't shaved since. I took the photo, and then I haven't shaved since September. So when I do shave, you know, maybe I'll be like, ugh. But, you know,
It's crazy to see your face after you fucking shave it all clean. It's like, you're like a different person.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, so I'm excited about that. We've talked about that a few weeks, but tomorrow's the day. If you want to get involved, you know, shoot us a message. But to turn it to some gaming real quick before we wrap it up, we want to keep this one kind of short tonight. We both have some stuff to do. I feel like I defeated Tarkov in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll explain why real quick. Tarkov is an interesting game. I've played a lot of Tarkov since September, right? This beard is as long as Tarkov for me. And it's a game that takes a lot of skill, but it takes a long time to gain the skill. You cannot just get into Tarkov if you've never played it. It doesn't matter who you are, and be good at it. Because there's more than just like, hey, I'm good at shooters, right? It's not about that. It's about learning the bullets. And you can say, hey, I know all about bullets. I know bullets, you know, I know that this bullet's better than that bullet. But it's not. It's in the game, it's different. You have to learn the gear. You have to learn the survival aspect. You have to learn the maps. You have to learn the different enemies you might face. You have to learn. There's just so many things you have to learn. There's challenges and quests, and you have to complete those quests. And some of them are so tedious and annoying. They're just there to make people who, you know, kind of like when you want to platinum a game, right? Sometimes they just make a challenge that's like almost impossible, or just
grind.
Yeah, just a grindy thing. Like, hey, you're gonna have to play forever if you want that. And there are several challenges in order to meet. They call it Kappa, right? Kappa is similar to a platinum trophy in a way. But here's why I say I feel like I beat it. I've gotten enough out of the game to where now when I play, I don't care if I die at all. Mm-hmm. And that's a big point, right? Because you play this game, the whole key thing is not to die. When you die, you lose everything. But if you die in Call of Duty, it doesn't matter because you can start back up the next round with the exact same thing. Well, that's where I'm at in this game. I have enough money to where I could play for at least 20 straight games of losses, where I wouldn't even be phased. I have enough money for that. And I won't lose 20 games in a row because I'm good enough. Enough. I'm not great, but I'm good enough to where I won't lose 20 games in a row.
Yeah.
So I'm set. And so I feel like right now playing Tarkov is like playing Call of Duty. It's a grab and go. I'm done the learning aspect of a lot of the parts of the game. Now it's trying to get better. OBS crashed.
Oh no.
OBS crashed, which means the stream is probably about to die. Is the stream still going?
I still see it at the moment.
Buddy?
Yeah.
You can still hear me? Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not clicking yes on this crash error message. We'll just wrap up the stream here. All right. So, anyways, I feel like I've defeated the game. I feel like I've gotten to a point where the only thing I really need to do is get better against playing against other people. But there's so many people who cheat in the game that that aspect isn't appealing to me, because you never know if you're going against someone who's just cheating or, you know, using tools to cheat and you know, aimbots and shit, or just, you know, if it were pure and there you knew for sure there were no cheaters, I would focus on getting better at killing other people. But because I'm not, it doesn't really, it doesn't appeal to me. So I'm ready to move on. I've been saying I'm going to start streaming. I am going to start streaming, and I'm ready to go. Have a couple things that I'm working on, and I just want to throw it out there. I don't know, but I'm in the middle of my podcast. Can you take out Elsa? She's been barking for like an hour. So a couple quick things. One, I went and looked at the lease on the Dilly Hard Sportatorium. Turns out Dilly Hard has gone bottoms up and has completely, you know, the business, it's out of business. There is no more Dilly Hard. And so, Stadium was up for sale. I bought it, and I've been working on, you know, I have some construction going on right now at the Sportatorium, and pretty soon we're going to have Backlog Stadium coming up, okay? Rebranded the stadium, and within that stadium, you're going to have the presidential office of Mr. Prez. You're going to have the Octagon for MMA Marks and Ricky. You're going to have the Asylum for GD. And you're going to have the arena for all of us to enjoy. So I want you all to stay tuned. We're going to have some different things for each of us, each of the key players in the Backlog Network. We're all going to have some little videos and some vignettes and things that, and some scenes even, if you want to jump into some scenes and update some of your content. I'm going to make some things that'll kind of make it easy for us to swap things in and out.
Let's fucking go, baby.
Yeah. When I made this stuff for Jay, I made it for Jay. I was thinking of Jay.
Get away.
Sorry, my dogs are like biting my legs. You know, and I wasn't thinking I'll be doing this. I'll be sitting in that chair. I'll be whatever. Jay did not use most of the stuff I made him. He used some backgrounds and things, but I made him all these scenes that I had a really good mentality with, that I thought he would do perfect using them. He never did. And so I'm going to adapt them and try to find ways that we could use them, whether it's me, you, Buddy, Ricky, whoever, right? And I feel like the auditorium, the Sportatorium, you know, the stadium is for all of us. And so I want people who are part of the network, part of the, you know, what we do, if they want in, you know, let me know. And
great idea.
Yeah. So, and give people a chance to build little intros and stuff that are personalized. Because if you go to a concert, the next day it might be a boxing event in that same stadium, right? You got to be prepared, and that's what we're doing here in the Backlog Stadium. So I'm ready for that. I'm excited, and I've been working on that. So Buddy suggested that I actually stream working on it. Today I crest the part. I don't want to stream it with anything that has to do with Jay. I don't want to, you know, infringe on anything that he was doing. So I've removed all that stuff. So now it's just a building. And it's been rebranded. So now I can start broadcasting myself doing that. So I'm excited about that. And there was one more thing. Oh, Biomutant.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet because Buddy's been hogging the fuck out of the PlayStation 5. I'm just messing with it. I was waiting to see. No, I haven't played it yet. It's on the PlayStation 5. I have not had a desire to play the PlayStation 5, but I'm going to play this game. I'm excited for it. I don't know if you got a... Did you get a key?
I requested one. I didn't get anything yet.
Okay, it took me a few weeks to get it. Buddy got my... he's playing on my account on UFC 4 or UFC 4, and he just broke my account into the top 100 all time of all players. That's how I do. It's called team effort. Team effort. Jim, what you got going on that you want to talk about as we wind down?
Oh man, what do I got coming up? Well, we're going to be eventually here, probably not tonight, but in the next couple of days, continue in Resident Evil and get through that. And then I'm not sure where I want to go next. Some part of me is feeling, you know, since we've been on the Resident Evil thing, I have the Saturn here. I was, and Code Veronica for the Saturn.
Sega Saturn?
I was thinking about doing a Sega Saturn Code Veronica playthrough. Because that would be kind of cool, I think.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, so we might go down that road in a little bit.
Have you looked through the Stadia catalog to see if there's any of those obscure games or anything that you want to try to stream as well?
Yeah, I definitely will. There's definitely some shit in there that looked really good. Oh fuck.
Yeah, I got a couple.
There's some nice ones in there. I can't remember right now, but there's a bunch of those. I was like, oh.
Now, for those of you who are interested, right, who've been listening or are going to listen, you know I talk about the Stadia a lot, but I'll say right now, the way the Stadia Plus works, it's like 10 bucks a month, right? If you have a Google account, you can create a Google family. In your Google family, you can have up to 6 accounts. In Google Family, you can pay $15 a month for YouTube Premium. YouTube Premium allows you to use YouTube with no ads. And you can share that with all people in your family. But your family can be your friends. It can be anybody. You just have to take that risk if you're going to give somebody else like Jim an account. And so anyways, you can share up to 6 accounts. Stadia is part of that. And so if you're interested in Stadia, you can spend 10 bucks a month and 6 different people can have access to the library of Stadia games. They have in the pro, they have a baseline of a core set of games that you can play in the Stadia. But it's a revolving, right? If you get in today, you'll always have those games. If you don't get in today, and you wait till next month, well, some of the games fall off unless you've already claimed them. If you've already claimed them, so I started on Stadia literally day one Stadia came out. I have every game that Stadia has ever offered for free. So it's a rolling thing, but you keep them forever, unlike Xbox. Xbox is like, hey, Red Dead Redemption is free for, you know, plus users or whatever, right? And then after a few months, it's no longer available. Well, in Stadia, they're always available as long as you have claimed them. Now, if I retire my account and come back, I had already claimed those games, they would reinstate. So the old games would reinstate. Just real quick, right now, Jedi Fallen Order, Star Wars game, is one of the free games of the month. And so,
yeah, that's awesome.
Get in and get it. Even if you do the 1 month free on Stadia. I believe I might even have a referral code, which if you use it, and I'm going to post it in the chat, we'll automatically be friends. And I think I might get a month free of Stadia if I get 3 people to use it. I'm literally not worried about it. Don't use the code if you don't care. I'm not interested in that. I'm more interested in just people utilizing the service and having friends to play with on there. If you're into Elder Scrolls Online, from what I understand, it plays very well on the Stadia. You can play it anywhere, from anywhere, on any device. They do have a lot of indie games, some really fun ones that people love. They have
Enter the Gungeon's fucking awesome. Little
MotoGP, which I'm not a big race car kind of guy, but this game looks phenomenal. Resident Evil 7, Hitman, the complete first season, FIFA 21's out there, Destiny 2. I think if you do pro, you'll get Destiny 2 for free. You know, they have a lot of games. They have some fun ones.
Games are awesome. Panzer Dragoon, Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight's a big one. And remember, you can stream it.
I was playing that earlier.
Yeah, and so if your computer's yeah, if you have a shit computer or if you have, you know, an old Xbox and you're like, man, it's not playing too good, on Stadia, it's going to play better. And you can stream it on the same computer. You don't have to have a second computer like a streaming PC.
Mm-hmm. But it worked, Jim, fine for me, yeah.
What do you... You said your daughter loves Pac-Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pac-Man. Imagine Battle Royale Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. There's 100 people playing on all these different Pac-Man boards. And as you, you know, as the time goes down, you have to get into closer to the center board. Because yeah, each one's neat. A room. It's really cool how they break it all down. So, yeah, check it out. Use the code or don't use the code. But go do a month free. Because I think they have the month free. And get Jedi Fallen Order.
Tucker.
For free and have it. And then, you know, if you let the thing go, you let it go. And if you want to play Jedi Fallen Order in a month from now or 2 months from now, you know, re-sign up. But Far Cry 6 is coming out. Life is Strange. True Colors is coming out. You can pre-order those games. I'm looking forward to Far Cry 6 because it has...
Hotline Miami. That game looks fucking awesome. I never played
of them.
That.
Both of them, Jim, and they're on the account. You have those.
Oh, both. I see the second one. I might have missed the first.
Yeah, there's Hotline Miami 1 and 2.
That's cool.
And this new game, Blue Fire, looks like it's right up your alley as well. Looks like a Hollow Knight kind of. I don't know if it even is close, but it looks cool. I'm going to try that one as well. But with all that being said, that's all I got for today. I'm going to wind it down. Jim, what about you?
That's it for me tonight. That's it for me tonight.
Well, I appreciate you sticking through. I know you're kind of tired tonight. I am too. Episode 120, the hot tub school's out edition. My kids are done school today, and life is going to be crazy for a few months while they stay up late, sleep in late, loud, blah, blah, blah.
I missed it.
Yeah, I miss school's out for summer. I miss it. I wish we had like long breaks, like 3 months at a time where you didn't have to fucking do nothing, but alas, we do not. All right. Let's do something a little different. Whoever, you know what? Hold on. Before I make up something, let me see if there's someone I want to raid first. And if there's not, I want to give people in the chat the opportunity to choose. You know what? We're going to raid Mittens because she was on the podcast a few weeks ago.
I knew it.
Yeah, and she's cool as hell, and she's got 20 people right now. So let's bump her up to 30. I want everyone here to stick around for this raid, at least five. I want five people to make it through this raid and say what's up to Mittens. Tell her hello. Let her know you saw her on the podcast a couple weeks ago, or if you didn't. And, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that would be really awesome.
She's playing Resident Evil Village, which,
perfect.
Yeah, Jim just fucking tore through, so make sure you say hello. We really appreciate y'all sticking around. I am Kevin.
Jim.
And we are the Backlog Podcast. Check us every Thursday night around 8 o'clock, 7:30-ish, sometimes 9. We come at you. We post it online. You can find us anywhere podcasts are. You can watch us on YouTube after we post it, day or two after the show. And we love you guys. We really appreciate it. Have fun over at Mitten Stream. Have a great night. Have a good weekend if we don't talk to you. I'm out.